So we cover a lot of serious stories on the show, but here's one that's more seriously. Business and religious leaders in Italy have called for the resignation of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi as groups across the country held protests against his government. Now, Berlusconi's political party, nicknamed Forza Italia, or Go Italy, is suffering record low popularity. And this week, the ratings agency Moody's actually downgraded the country's debt, adding to the economic pain. But that is not the reason the story makes us say, seriously. No, that is because of what Berlusconi said yesterday. During a meeting with his party deputies, Berlusconi joked that because of his party's terrible polling numbers and his own reputation for, shall we say, carousing, they should change the name of their party from Go Italy to something else. The new name he suggested is much too inappropriate for me to repeat on any television channel, never mind in a family show. But other members of the press have tried to describe the name of the party in English. So one said, quote, it was Reuters said, quote, a vulgar slang term for female genitalia. And then Reuters took it a step further and added, also used to describe an attractive woman. And The Telegraph, who said the meaning of the word, quote, can range from babe to crumpet to the female genitalia. Well, Berlusconi says demands for his resignation are absurd. In fact, he's so unfazed by the issue that today he's in Russia to celebrate the 59th birthday. it couldn't be more perfect for this segment, could it? Yep. Yes, it is. It is the shirtless Vladimir Putin's birthday this weekend. He turns 59, Russian prime minister. Seriously.